Sincere students can understand Revelation. Religious teachers have declared that Revelation is a sealed book and its secrets cannot be explained. But God does not wish His people to regard the book thus. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him, to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Verses 1, 3. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. The very name given to its inspired pages, the Revelation, contradicts the statement that this is a sealed book. A revelation is something revealed. Its truths are addressed to those living in the last days, as well as to those living in the days of John. Some of the scenes depicted are in the past, some are now taking place, some bring to view the close of the great conflict, and some reveal the joys of the redeemed in the earth made new. Let none think it is useless for them to search this book to know the meaning of the truth it contains. Those whose hearts are open to truth will be enabled to understand its teachings. In the Revelation, all the books of the Bible meet and end. Here is the complement of the book of Daniel. One is a prophecy, the other a revelation. The book that was sealed is not the revelation, the angel commanded, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. What thou seest, write in a book, Christ commanded John, and send it unto the seven churches. Write, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The names of the seven churches are symbolic of the condition of the church in different periods of history. The number, seven, indicates completeness. The messages extend to the end of time. Christ walks in the midst of the golden candlesticks. Thus is symbolized His constant communication with His people. He knows their true state, their order, their devotion. Although He is high priest in the sanctuary above, He is represented as walking in the midst of His churches on earth. With unremitting vigilance He watches. If the candlesticks were left to mere human care, the flickering flame would languish and die, but He is the true warden. His continued care and sustaining grace are the source of life and light. These things saith He that holdeth the seven stars in His right hand. These words are spoken to the teachers in the church, those entrusted with weighty responsibilities. The stars of heaven are under God's control. He fills them with light. He guides their movements. If He did not do this, they would become fallen stars. So with His ministers. Through them His light is to shine forth. If they will look to the Savior as He looked to the Father, He will give them His brightness to reflect to the world.